everyone, this is BST from Chinese Pod. I'm David.
Hey everybody, I'm Greg. David, today we're talking about something that's a little unfamiliar, probably to most foreigners.
I think you want to say a little bit complicated.
Well, both, actually.
But I find it's interesting.
It is interesting. Mm. So we're talking today about Chinese solar terms, I guess you could say.
And it's 24节气 in Chinese.
You might see these marked on a lunar calendar in one of your Chinese friends' homes. So are these based on the lunar calendar then, on the lunar cycle?
A little bit different to the lunar calendar. We know the Yingli, we say the lunar calendar is based on the lunar cycle.
Right.
But the 24节气 is according to the solar cycle.
Okay, but it's still marked on the lunar calendar.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we say the solar cycle is more related to astronomy.
Okay, more related to astronomy than like the Gregorian calendar or something.
I think so. And it's, you know, affect Chinese people year by year in a very long history. Starts from the Chunqiu warring state period.
Okay, so this calendar is really important. Not so much in the cities, of course, but in the countryside.
Yes, I think so. Because the 24节气 is more related to the agriculture and the weather.
Okay. Mm. So this is when, like, you know, when to plant crops and how to prepare for seasons and things like that, right?
Yes, sort of. Yes.
Okay. Let's go through a quick rundown of these 24 different 节气. Mm-hmm. And we've divided them into four seasons, I guess. Spring, summer, fall, and winter.
Yeah, that's right.
And with each season, there are 6 points.
Right.
And we'll get into the reason we call them points in a moment, but let's go through first. So what do we have for spring?
春季, 我们有立春, 雨水, 惊蛰, 春分, 清明, 和谷雨.
Okay. Oh, before we go any further, I will say that we will post all of these characters in the comments section.
Definitely.
So don't freak out. How about the summer?
立夏, 小满, 芒种, 夏至, 小暑, 大暑.
Okay. Fall?
立秋, 处暑, 白露, 秋分, 寒露, 霜降.
And finally, winter.
立冬, 小雪, 大雪, 冬至, 小寒, 大寒.
Okay, so this is quite a number of terms. Before we go any further, let's talk about why we refer to them as points just now. And this is a little bit difficult to wrap your mind around, because normally when we talk about seasons or months or whatever, they're periods of time.
That's right.
But when you're talking about these in Chinese, you're saying when you're referring to a point in time according to these 节气, you always refer to it as a point between 2 points.
Yeah, that's right.
Basically. So like, for example, the point between 立春 and 雨水.
对,就是说在立春以后,雨水之前.
Okay, so after 立春 and before 雨水. Just as an example.
Yeah.
Okay, so a different way of thinking about it. So we don't have the time to go over all of these.
Well, I think, include me, I just, you know, did a little bit preparation before this show. And I will say no one in China can, you know, remember all of them.
They can't recite them off the top of their head or anything.
Yeah, I mean, even Chinese people. So don't panic. Just don't try to remember all of them. Just remember some key points or key terms.
Okay, great.
Like 立春.
Yeah, I noticed you said Li. For the start of every season, it was Li Chun or Li Xia. So what does this Li mean?
Li means start.
Okay, so this one's pretty easy to understand. It's the beginning of spring, the beginning of summer, and so on.
Yeah, the time falls somewhere between 3rd to 5th of February.
Okay.
Here, 我们必须要说一点就是 in this show, the calendar we mentioned, all on lunar calendar.
Okay, so yeah, we're not even going to talk about the Gregorian calendar because it'll be way too confusing.
Yeah.
So this is all according to the lunar calendar. Okay, so in addition to these Li, these 节气 involving Li.
We have a lot. 立春, 立夏, 立秋, 立冬, 对吧?
Yeah. I noticed another one that used the character Fen. There were a couple of them. I believe there were 春分 and 秋分. So what are those?
So 春分, it's around 20th of March.
OK
然后秋分是在那个9月23号
Around the 23rd of September
嗯是的 So here 分 is divide To divide equally
OK
平分
Divide what?
The day
OK So they divide the day between daytime and nighttime
是的就是春分和秋分这两天呢黑夜和白天是一样长的
OK 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night
嗯是的
Great. I also noticed there were a number of points with the character 暑 in them. During the summer, 小暑大暑, and then also during the fall, 处暑. So what is this 暑?
Okay, 小暑大暑处暑. Here, the 暑 means hot.
Okay.
Yeah, like hot in summer, right?
Yeah.
And 小暑呢 means just getting hot, but not so hot.
Okay.
So that use small hot.
It's like heating up, basically.
Yeah.
It's becoming hotter.
The hottest will be in 大暑.
Okay.
然后处暑呢, means the hot days are gone.
Okay, they're decreasing, they're going away.
Yeah, 处 here means to hide, to quit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So does this mean, does this have anything to do with the temperature, like...小暑 and 大暑 that like marks the start of the really hot days of summer or something? Or?
嗯对就是 more related to the temperature.
Okay.、
嗯、
so in addition to these more practical usages for these, like apparently like, it's very clear that they're used for farming in terms of the heat、
嗯、
or in terms of like the amount of time when it's light out so you can be like out in the fields or whatever.、
嗯、
are there more like, are there under any other uses or influences?
Oh, we have、these? A lot.
Okay, so for example...
For example, like these days, you can find in Shanghai, the weather is always, you know, be rainy,、
mm-hmm.
天天下雨对不对
Yeah, yeah.
因为我们有这个 saying.
Okay.
未到惊蛰先动雷四十八天云不开
Okay, so what does that mean?
Okay, here we find a 节气 in this sentence, right? 惊蛰
惊蛰
It falls in the 5th to 7th of March.
Okay.
然后惊的话是那个 thunder 意思。
Okay.
然后蛰的话是那个 bugs.
Thunder and bugs.
Yeah.
It sounds like some sort of plague. Okay. So what happens with this, the thunder and bugs then?
It basically refers to the, well, around those days,、
mm-hmm.
bugs will come out.
Right.、And thunderstorms too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, 未到惊蛰先动雷。Wei here means not yet.
Okay.
So if there was thunder before 惊蛰, it will get 四十八天云不开.
Okay, so if you hear the sound of thunder before this designated period for thunder and bugs,、
mm.
then there's going to be...
48 cloudy days.
Okay.
Which also means, you know, maybe rainy.
I see.、
Mm.
So is that why we've been having cloudy days in Shanghai then? It's because...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what other sayings do we have?
植树造林莫过清明
Okay, this one's more straightforward.、
嗯
it refers to 清明
清明
If you know 清明节
对
which Tomb is, sweeping day
Yeah, which is on the 5th of April
Okay、basically, this term or this saying refers to the fact that you should not do your planting after 清明节、
嗯、莫过清明就是不要过清明
Okay
Yeah, and we also have 立夏蛇出洞准备快防洪
Okay, so this sort of reminds me of the Groundhog Day in the West. This literally means like, so 立夏, you remember the start of summer, right?
Yeah, which is on the 6th of May.
Okay, in the lunar calendar. If the snakes come out of their holes around the beginning of summer,、
mm-hmm.
then you need to prepare for floods.
对
Okay.
因为就是可能会下很多雨
Okay.Because it'll rain a lot.、
Mm. Well, I remember there was one in Shanghai. We Shanghainese love to say it.
Now, that is definitely not Mandarin. That is definitely Shanghainese. So what is that?
白鹿赤膊变猪罗
Okay, so the 节气in that is 白鹿。
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 Mm.
Okay.
赤膊 means be naked.
You said it was just more the upper body, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 是的，是的 not totally.
Running around naked.
然后变猪罗，猪罗就是 pig.
Okay,、嗯、so if you are running around with a shirt off around 白罗, then you're going to turn into a pig.
Yeah. Well, I think this one is, more used by parents.
Okay.
Like say to their child. And because 白露 refers to the days are getting cooler, okay. getting colder.
So they just don't want their kids to get sick.
嗯, 对。
So did your parents tell you this when you were growing up?
是的。
Really?
我记得他们说过,对。
Okay.
嗯。白露 is on the 7th of September.
Okay. 嗯。Great.
Also, we have 吃了冬至面，一天长一线。
Okay, 冬至。
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 嗯。
So this is the winter solstice.
嗯，差不多。
And this saying refers to, if you eat the 冬至 noodles, then the days will start to get longer.
Well, here, it doesn't mean you actually eat the noodles.
Okay.
It just means you pass the 冬至节气。
Okay.
Right, the...day will become longer and longer.
Of course. So once you pass the winter solstice, the days start to become longer and longer.
嗯，是的。
Perfect. Okay, so do you think that these sayings that we've just brought up are universal all throughout China? Because China's massive, so...
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Basically, the 24 节气 when in, you know, ancient China,
yeah.
in the spring-autumn period,、uh-huh. well, when it published officially,
okay,
it's basically according to the weather from the areas of Yellow River.
Okay, so all of this is based on the original, like, weather cycles around the Yellow River.
Or the central China,、
okay.
called 中原地区
So...It's not necessarily known in places that are outside of that area then. Mm. And don't really make sense, of course, if you're like in, you know, the Northeast.
Yeah, like Hong Kong.
Or maybe, in Hong Kong, yeah, yeah. exactly.
每天都是小暑
Yeah, exactly. So finally, what do we have today? We have a song, right?
是的。
Okay,
我们有一首节气歌。
节气歌, that's the name of it.
对。
The 节气 song.
对。Well, you can hear all of our 节气 in this song.
Okay, well, let's listen.
你觉得怎么样？好听吗？
特别好听。yeah, I heard a lot of the 节气that we brought up in today's podcast.
嗯，是的。Well, the singing method is kind of like 二人转 right?
Okay, so this is like...
Which is very popular in the northeast of China.
Yeah, this is like a paired song and dance routine sort of, right?
是的。
Okay.
And don't worry if you're not clear of the lyrics. We surely will show it in our commentary.
Yes, we will have all of the vocab and lyrics and everything in the comments section for you. So if it's not there immediately, don't worry, we will put it up.
And we hope our listeners can share us more 节气 sayings sayings which you've heard in China.
Absolutely.
I believe there's tons of them.
I'm sure there are. Hope you enjoyed the show today, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time. 再见。
再见。